That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. It's wonderful to be with you tonight, just as we go into the fall equinox. I'm excited about the change of energy. We're going into the fall months, and we're going towards a lot of new beginnings. Luckily, I have the expert on tonight, the world-renowned astrologer Mark Dodich from Portland, Oregon. And he's here with us, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the universe to make everything so crazy on the earth plane, right, Mark?
Absolutely, and there's no need to panic and go hide under the covers.
Not when you trust the universe. Tell us why.
Well, obviously, we're in a year of massive change. You don't need an astrologer to tell you that. What happens is people tend to get caught up in all the stories they see on the news and the world, and they forget to stop and breathe and see the higher picture of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And as we've talked before, Elizabeth, this year there's a very rare triple alignment of heavy-duty planets in the sign Capricorn. And Capricorn's the core structure, it's kind of a heavy-duty responsibility kind of a thing. And what it's doing is it's preparing us for next year, which, you know, obviously would be more of a winter solstice conversation, when some of these planets are going to move into Aquarius. So we're in the process of going from old school to new school. And obviously this fall season is us in transition. And actually, you could say the whole year has been transition,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, my goodness. Just, tell me about it.
Yeah.
I transitioned three times. I went from Pennsylvania to Austin, Texas, back to New Hampshire, would you believe? How about you, Mark? What was your transition?
Well, for me, it was more health, not in a bad way, but I had two cataract surgeries, so mm-hmm. I have a new vision. I used to be nearsighted, and now I can see to drive. So I've had to literally...
Oh, that's great.
Here,
that's really great.
That. So it's just interesting when you stop and you look at it, you go, oh, gee, the universe really is supporting me. It isn't the way I had envisioned or had hoped, but it is supporting me.
Well, you know what I keep saying to our listeners is that we have to have destruction before reconstruction, and Capricorn always brings a pow zap, don't you think?
Yeah, I always like in my lectures to use the old example of you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And we've certainly been breaking a few eggs this year.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hopefully we're getting around the bend and going to get this all solved. Do you see things going more back to a regular status quo next year?
I think status quo is a word we're going to have to change. I don't think there's any going back, but from the sense of the crazy making that this year is, I think we will move on from that.
That's what I meant.
And the issues that's going on really right now, but all of fall, I could say it actually started back in August, is,
yes.
You know, planet Mars, you know, male warrior, I want it, I go get it, kind of.
It's in Aries.
It's in Aries, which is actually one of his favorite signs, from the end of June all the way till the first week of January. Mm-hmm. And currently, September 9th to November 13th, it's actually going retrograde.
And doesn't it go back into Pisces for a bit, Mark?
No, it's still going to stay in Aries the whole time.
Okay.
And the way I've been defining that is, well, and of course, you know, with astrology, there's always a low vibration and a high vibration.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been telling people that, oh, this is about getting ready for our 2021 battle plan. What are you willing to put your energy into next year? And it's not that I've given up on this year per se, but, you know, this year has kind of been a year out of time, kind of like one of those five calendar things.
I feel like we're on a different planet.
Well, and part of the challenge is, not to get too astrological on our listeners, but in astrology, what is called a square, which is a 90-degree angle, is either a challenge or a motivator, depending which word you want to use. And so Mars going backwards, well, forward, then now backwards, then forward again after November 13th, is making this 90-degree challenge to Pluto, which is let go and let God burn your bridges behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Saturn, which is I sacrifice in the short term for the long-term good. And then Jupiter, which says, I'm ready for the quest for the Holy Grail. Let's get moving bigger and faster.
Let's go for it.
Banging on each other at the same time.
Well, you know, every year I name the year, and this year was the year of transition, and of course, next year is the year of expansion. So, and it's also the year of critical decisions.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what you say is incredibly important, because my view is we're at a choice point here.
Right.
What is the world we want to create? What is the world we want to live in? And we can't go back to what I call the Dwight Eisenhower chicken in every pot, you know, kind of a mentality that it's a new world and we need to step into it.
Right. But we have to define it first and make sure that it's right, just, and fair. And that can be a little difficult on both sides. We do have a caller, Mark, if you could take a call. Her name is Teresa from Glendale, Arizona. Are you there, Teresa?
Yes, I am, Joyce. How are you both doing?
This is Elizabeth. And when is your birthday, Teresa?
December 13th.
Do you have a question for Mark?
A year. Give me a year.
Oh, 1948, sir.
December 13th, 48?
Yeah.
Yes, December 13th, 1948.
What's your question tonight, Teresa?
I'm going through rough times. I just wanted to know, I guess, the aspect with my love life. You know, have a lot of questions, but
Do you have one specific question, Teresa? One specific question.
If I'm going to meet anybody.
Okay, so you want to know if you're going to have somebody come into your life.
Right. Yeah, I had one person, but whatever.
Let's see what he says, Teresa.
So the first thing I will tell you, which we'll probably talk about at some point tonight, is we've had this year, in fact, this past summer, the eclipses, which I watch religiously, have switched from the earth and water signs of Capricorn, Cancer, and transitioning into Gemini and Sagittarius. And why that's important for you, Teresa, is that on December 14th, right at your birthday there, we're going to have a solar eclipse, which represents new beginnings and new starts. So first off, what I would tell you, and of course, we run what's called a solar return, which is a birthday forecast for a full year. So in that chart is going to be this solar eclipse for your, not just for everybody now, but for everybody, for you for a year. And that would be, in my definition, your relationship with you is first and foremost, rather than looking for something outside yourself. Now, that doesn't mean relationships can't come in, but you can't put that first because he has solar eclipses, new beginnings, new starts that come from a deeper level. And so I would just kind of want to encourage to say, well, first things first is what do I want, me first.
Okay.
So I know that's probably not what you want to hear, but when you have a solar eclipse land on you, it's important. It's an
and Teresa, this show is all about going within and listening to your inner being. And I suggest that maybe you could do a little bit more meditation every day for a while and listen to the messages and see what your own spirit guides bring to you.
Okay, I'll do that. I know I've been told that you have to have yourself come first, you know, and I guess if you're not happy and you don't like yourself, you can't go into another step in your life.
There's a book I just wrote, and the name of it is Backstage. And my friend Max wrote a little bit of a line that I think I start chapter 3 with. I can't love you if I can't love me. When I can love me, and I can, then I can love you, and we can be. And I thought that was just so perfect.
Oh, it is. It's just. It entails everything, you know, put into what you just said.
So if you get a chance, pick up the book Backstage. It's on Amazon.
Okay, I will.
Thank you for calling. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And the call in line, if you want to ask a question, is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I have my guest tonight, Mark Dodich, the world-renowned astrologer, and we are talking about all the changes that are happening in the heavens that are affecting the Earth plane big time this year. Right, Mark?
Right, right. And, you know, Teresa made a good point there with me talking about the solar eclipse. What I didn't tell her was that it's in the sign Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is about opening your belief system and expanding to new levels. And so the message for all of us with this solar eclipse coming in December is where have we limited ourselves? Where do we need to open our belief system to something larger? Because if you want to create a better relationship or a more prosperous job or a happier life, you need to open your belief system to something larger.
That's true. So it's expansion and critical decisions. That's what 2021 will be about. And hopefully we're going to expand higher and higher into the fifth dimension reality of love, peace, and harmony. That's what we're working on. So, Mark, we do have Carlton from North Carolina. Hello, Carlton. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Do you have a question for Mark? And when is your birthday, please?
1-11-51.
1-11-51. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I'm just.
Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead, Carlton.
I was just wondering about myself. I seem to be losing energy. I need energy. I can't seem to focus and finish work. I'm working on a PhD, and I just can't seem to focus to get the work done.
Well, the good news is, and this actually is valid for everybody, is starting last May, the three triple planets in Capricorn that we call these heavy-duty, weight-on-your-shoulder type of planets have been moving retrograde, as they do every year. But, of course, now they're all moving retrograde together. And between September 12th, you know, a few days ago, and October 4th, they are all in the process of turning direct, meaning moving forward. So the good news is finally, after this summer of people feeling like they're slogging through molasses or having no energy to go anywhere, it starts moving again, okay? So that's a good sign. But remember, we talked earlier that Mars is retrograde until November 13th. We've also got a Mercury retrograde coming up October 13th to November 3rd, Election Day. And so it's going to be a little bit mixed, all right? So you need to be patient with the process. I jokingly call it learning to drive a clutch for the first time. It's a little jerky until you figure it out.
Yeah.
So hang in there. Things are going to start moving again. They're already starting to move. And just, I like to say, you don't get a train from a dead stop up to speed overnight.
Now, Carlton, you know that the other thing you can do is to do some meditation and bring that white light in through those chakras to strengthen you. Just open up your crown chakra and bring the light down to your solar plexus and let it roll around there for a while and ask for strength, and it will come. You'll feel a difference within a week.
Okay, thank you.
One last thing for him is at winter solstice, we're going to have Jupiter and Saturn out in the sky move into Aquarius, which, you know, Jupiter and Saturn only line up every 20 years. And your Venus and Mars, your relationship, love and money planet Venus and Mars, ambition also has to do with relationships, were both in Aquarius when you were born. So we know that's going to be a good thing for you next year. Expansion,
okay.
Stepping into your wise elder authority figure, things like
that. Oh, that's great.
And that's good information for everybody because it's a shift that's happening for everybody. It's just he has Mars and Venus in Aquarius, so it's very
wow. Yeah. That's going to be great for you, Carlton. Jupiter's going into Aquarius, and you're going to be set. Okay.
All right.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And, Mark, we're going to take a break to listen to our weekly cosmic tip. So listen to what's coming up this week, folks, and we'll be back right after that. This is Elizabeth Joyce on BBSRadio.com's Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. The moon is in Leo on Monday, but with a slightly sharper edge. The sun makes a harmonious trine to deep-feeling Pluto, which is great for sharing on a vulnerable level, but not always comfortable to feel exposed. Early morning Tuesday, Venus squares Uranus. A square is a 90-degree relationship where two planets want attention in different areas simultaneously. Venus wants love, and Uranus wants friendship. Venus wants commitment, and Uranus wants freedom. This energy could bring some surprises about your relationships and finances. If your love life is not making you happy or not up to par, this could be the week of a breakup. Begin to create a way to balance warm sharing and independence in your relationship as well. The moon enters Virgo on Tuesday and enters the darkness before the coming new moon. The new moon is on Thursday, September 17th at 26 degrees Virgo. If you haven't already cleared your clutter or reorganized your home or office, this is the time to do it. This also includes body cleanses. The new moon is in harmony with Saturn and Pluto, making this a good time to work on your long-term plans and letting go of a world that is no longer valid for you. Because this new moon makes an uncomfortable relationship to ambitious Mars, it's good to be humble and make your plans simple and workable over time, rather than I want it all now. The perfectionist Virgo cares deeply about getting it all right. That is why you need to examine your finances and relationships this month before making any kind of new beginnings. The earth element outweighs the other elements of air, fire, and water, so be practical and put physical effort into your goals. Because Virgo is an earth sign and rules the sixth house, it's also time to take care of your body and health needs, as well as your pets, just in case they need a little attention. This Virgo new moon trines Saturn, giving you an extra boost for success in whatever you want to accomplish. Also, idea planet Mercury challenges big thinking Jupiter. Although it's great to open up to expensive plans and projects, you may need to begin to implement them in smaller ways than you would prefer for the rest of this year. Friday is the social day of the weekend under a relationship-oriented Libra moon. Saturday is more focused and private as the moon moves into Scorpio. The moon in Scorpio on Sunday, combined with a mentally challenged Mercury square Pluto combination, suggests that the 20th is a quiet day for research and deep thinking. You may want to do some really deep thinking as we enter into the fall equinox on Monday. Change of focus and change of seasons. Better watch what you say as well. This Mercury Scorpio square has that scorpion stinger that can turn the most innocent conversation into something nasty and sarcastic. Pluto always wants to dig deep to uncover hidden meanings behind Mercury's curtain of superficiality. In other words, it's best to hold off on important conversations, and you certainly do not want to be around any annoying and obnoxious people. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book a reading, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to the show tonight on Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back. I'm here with Mark Dojic, the world-renowned astrologer, and we are taking calls tonight. The call-in number is 888-627-6008 if you'd like to ask Mark a question. So, Mark, let's get back to where we were. I think we were talking about dramatic endings and how we were going into a whole new cycle with the Aquarian energy and in December, but is it also in December we have an eclipse, and isn't that part of the dramatic ending?
Well, of course, the eclipse in December is a solar eclipse, which is obviously new beginnings, but I think the big thing that really you want to get to is, not to get all astrological on people, but you can actually tie it to the virus, to the Black Lives Matter, to many of the issues in our world, is the what we'll call the Jupiter alignment or Jupiter conjunct Pluto that's going on this year. Mm-hmm. And the way I've been defining that with people, because it's about Pluto brings things up from the very depths, old emotional wounds, old hurts, old resentments, things that got shoved off in the closet, shall we say. And Jupiter makes things bigger. So back in April, Jupiter and Pluto aligned for the first of three times, and that was when the virus went very big. You know, Jupiter rules global. But it's not just about picking on the virus, because that's an outer symptom. It's about saying, gee, what is this higher philosophy we need to step into, and what do we need to release from the past? And then in June, we had the second of three of these alignments. And my hope was, using the virus as our example here, is that the virus would start to calm down. And what happened was the countries that were doing what they should be doing, mm-hmm. like Taiwan and Korea, it settled down for them. And for people that were not following the rules, it got worse.
Well, in China, my son lives in China, they really went very strong on isolation. In fact, he had been out on the China Sea on vacation because it was New Year's, the China New Year's, when it broke out over there. And he was there for 2 months before he could come back to where he lives. And I do think that that did save lives.
Yeah.
A lot of people. But in Austin, this is what happened. They flew people from China to Austin, from Wuhan, to the Army Air Force base there, Army base there. And two men paid the doctors off to get out early, and they were positive, and it spread all over Austin. And, you know, I'd like to know if anybody got arrested on that one. Probably not.
Well, you know, the other thing we saw, which is related, is the spiritual destiny nodes of the moon, you know, our karma and our dharma.
Right.
They shifted into Gemini and Sagittarius back in May, which are incredibly restless, I got to move, I got to get out of isolation kind of feeling. And so what we saw was on the news, all the pictures of the college kids at swimming pool parties with no masks or anything.
Yeah.
because of the restlessness. And anyways, the point is, we've had the first of the Jupiter-Pluto in April, the second in June, and the third one's coming up in the middle of November. And hopefully we've got it figured out that it will start to go downhill and, you know, work itself out. But it is an opportunity for it to go bigger once again.
But it also could mean that we get a vaccine, couldn't it, Mark?
Well, yeah, yeah.
And that's coming.
I just worry with this Mars retrograde that they're trying to rush it too fast.
Well, of course they are. We know they are. I think that what might happen is that they'll start with one and then they'll improve it like they did polio. I think that the first one may help, but it may not be lasting, and that we'll have a second one that will do the trick.
We'll see, but hopefully, my view is there's this whole new energy coming in next year.
Yes.
And perhaps this virus is just the Earth rebalancing herself, is how I would view that.
Well, I view it, but I also think that it was man-made. And why anybody would want to make this kind of chemical to hurt people is beyond me.
Yeah.
Just beyond me. And they don't realize that it comes back to haunt them. So what else is happening these next 3 months?
Well, this is one of the softer things. It's like easy to talk about. But during most of October, the planet Venus, you know, Venus, love, money, art, beauty, is going to be moving through Virgo. Now, that is not one of her comfortable signs to be in, okay? Mm-hmm. However, Virgo is great for cleansing and purifying. And whether we're talking about your body or closet cleaning or making some space in your life. And if you saw the little office I'm in right now, I'm in the process of switching a legal size file cabinet into a letter size.
And that's always fun.
And so
I moved into an antique house that my grandfather built in 1903, and it is tiny. So I have gone to great expensive steps to give myself more space. And now I've just built a garage, and underneath it I put an office room. So that will be my expansion.
So with October, it would be great to do that boring, all those little things that, you know, we've had some pretty serious air to breathe out here in Portland because of the fire situation. Yeah. And so all of my outdoor work, you know, the deck that I keep saying I'm going to stain hasn't been done yet.
Oh, and I love that deck. It's beautiful.
Here's this very productive energy coming in. And Venus makes things beautiful. It does cosmetic fix-up. And so what do we need to do to fix up or clean up or and I don't know about a lot of people, but with Mars retrograde, I'm reclaiming my exercise program because the gym had shut down for 3 months.
Oh.
And boy, am I feeling it. You know, now
so do you have something in the house? Are you buying new equipment? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm back in the gym and I hired a trainer to help me get my act together.
Oh, that's good. And that's funny because I had body work done in Pennsylvania and it's been 18 months and I found a lovely lady up here that I'm working with now. I just got back to that. I didn't realize that was Mars. That's good.
Mars, and then with this Venus and Virgo would be a great time to get organized. And I know nobody likes to do all that boring stuff, but when you stop and clear your clutter, it makes it so much powerful for when whatever this new energy coming in, we'll have space to work.
And we just had the new moon at 25 degrees Virgo, so it must have. But Venus is at 0 or 1, isn't it?
It's I think October 2nd is when it is going to move into Virgo.
Oh, okay. So it's not there yet. Finishing up with Leo.
Yeah, well, it still wants to play in Leo.
That's true. So do you think that when Venus moves into Virgo, some of the restaurants will begin to open again?
Yeah,
how are the restaurants be doing? And the beauty parlors?
Yeah, I hope so that it eases up. And because obviously Venus does rule cosmetics and estheticians and beauty, but it also is associated with, like in homeownership, it would be slapping a coat of paint on things so your house looks pretty for the upcoming holidays.
That's exactly partly what I'm doing, but I've been doing this for a year. It's coming together, though. I'm finishing it. That's been very important to me, to get all of this reconstruction finished. And I'm hoping that I can get that done in the next few months.
And one thing I would suggest, if it works for you, is we talked about the solar eclipse, but on November 30th, we've also got a lunar eclipse.
Right.
And that's going to be in the sign Gemini. And we know Gemini likes short and quick. So short, quick projects around the house, not some big, unending kind of thing.
Yeah, like painting a room instead of putting in a bathroom. I understand. I got all the heavy, big, long things done. Now I've got to do the little things, like the touch-ups and all that.
And see, I use 3 months on either side of an eclipse as its general range, which isn't always true necessarily. But Gemini it's time to be adaptable. It's time to open our minds. There's more than one way to do things. So people have been stuck in there's only one way to do things.
Right.
Going to have to open up and say, wait a minute, I need to practice more adaptability, more flexibility.
And you know, that's wonderful, because that's what we need to do as we grow into the fifth dimension. Instead of saying I'm right and I know I'm right and you're wrong, and when you tell me that, then I'll know you love me. We're going to go into, I'm going to flow with it. It will all work out, and I'm going to do some things that are new and different, but it'll be even better than what I envisioned.
And, you know, one of the problems in our world, not to get on my soapbox, but as humans, we kind of want to do something and be done with it. We don't want to fool around with it. And yet here we are about to embark on whole new levels of energy when all this Aquarius comes in and Pluto moves into Aquarius in 2024. I mean, that's brand new. You know, Age of Aquarius, if we want to get all fifth dimension, okay?
With that's true.
The music group I'm talking about. dating myself, of course.
No, that was a great song. That was really a great song.
but the idea is sometimes you got to try some different things out before you know which one's going to work for you.
That's true. What's going to work for us right now is to take a break. We have a station break. And we have a couple of information for you. And we have a song by Barbra Streisand that I hope everybody will love. It's called One God. And Mark and I will be back right after the break.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Placed in the skies by one God. Millions of us lift up our eyes to one.
Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Barbara Streisand singing One God, and I'm playing that to remind everybody of the oneness that we all share together, and hopefully we can be remembering that over these next two turbulent months. My guest tonight is Mark Dodich. He is a world-renowned astrologer, and Mark, what do you think about possibly having some oneness and peace by the end of the year?
Well, in esoteric astrology, which is the branch of astrology associated with spiritual purpose, we have a thing called the fourth ray, which is harmony through conflict. Mm-hmm. And it's associated with Taurus, Scorpio, and Sagittarius in astrology, mm-hmm. of which are all in play somewhere in the sky right now. Anyway, harmony through conflict means that we have to stay in our center in spite of the craziness you see every time you turn on the news.
Right.
And so as far as shifting consciousness, it is really a very individual matter. Those who are choosing to live in that higher consciousness or stepping back and taking a breath and meditating or doing what they do for their well-being, yoga or what have you. And those who like to be what we'll call the drama queens and kings of the world are sucking up the emotional dysfunction that we see going on in the world.
And I've been helping people stay in that higher consciousness through meditation and through discussions. So we're having spiritual counseling, which is really good. And I think it's helping people to, nothing can harm you when you're a child of God. Nothing can touch you. You stay in your oneness and in your truth. And you will pass through this. We have to pass through this because, Mark, there is an end to it, correct? It's going to end, and we're going to shift into a better time that we won't have such conflict. Is that not true?
Yeah, it's just what time frame are we looking at? Are we looking at now or 100 years from now?
Well, and I hope that we're looking in the next year or so.
Well, I hope you're right. I still think it's going to get a little worse before it gets better.
I do, too. We have to go through it, though.
But to the point you were making, I'd just like to emphasize it a little bit. What you said is we all need to take responsibility for our own consciousness, our own sanity, not wait for the world to change so that we can change.
Correct.
What is it that I'll butcher whatever Mahatma Gandhi said? He says, if you want peace, you have to be peace. Well, if
right.
you want happy, sane world, you have to find that within yourself.
Well, many of our great teachers never, never had conflict. They all taught us with peace. And I did put that on my newsletter that I sent out, my stargazing newsletter. So if you want peace, you have to live in peace and not fear. You know, when I had the wasp this week, I had a wasp in the frame of my window, and they were coming into the house, and I had 30 and 40 of them in my dining room. And I thought I was going to have a heart attack. And then I saw what my body was doing, and I started to breathe deeply, and I said, I'm going to get through this. Everything's going to be fine. They're coming in, and I wound up letting a lot of them out the front door, just blessing them. And I'm telling you, I never got stung. I did get the exterminator, but I didn't have any harm come to me. But that fear was tremendous to breathe through.
Wasps are scary, yeah.
Yeah, it was. And it was just, it just reminded me of what some people might be feeling about what's going on around them, you know, with no jobs and no money. You can't go to church. You can't go out shopping too easily or anything. So there certainly has been a huge change. And I do feel that we will come to the end of it. We really don't know how long, but I don't think it's going to be 100 years. I think it may be 5 years or probably less if we hope.
Well, not to send us off onto a tangent, but as you know, Elizabeth, we've talked before that the planet Pluto in the natal chart of the USA, you know, the July 4, 1776,
yes.
Pluto has a 248-year orbit, so that means in the next 2 years, Pluto's making a full circle to home base where it was at the founding of our country.
Right.
And, you know, Pluto is burn your bridges behind you. It's time for major transformation. Transformation has been coming for a long time, and oh my gosh, here it is.
Well, that's great. And so, I think we all chose to be here, Mark. We're all choosing to go through it.
I keep saying that in my lectures is, remember, you volunteered to be here, you know.
I don't know if people realize that. But well, you can't do it with force. You can't do it with guns. You can't do it with fire. You can't do it with breaking windows and hurting other people. Because when you do those things, you bring karma back to yourself.
And I wish more people understood that, you know, the what is it, Newton's physics, you know, that the closer you are to the source of the action, the more it has an effect on you.
Oh, that's true.
So that love, you are closest to the love. And when you send hate, mm-hmm. you know, come, you know, it's closest to you.
Well, we all really need to pray for world peace. You know what I think? I think a good idea is to pray for every soul on this planet and not to single out anybody to send bad thoughts to or psychic attack. Just pray for the soul uplifting of everyone on the planet. And I think that'll do the trick. What about you?
Yes, and I would want to do the same for the leaders in the countries of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I was joking with a person yesterday because, you know, here in Portland, we've got the we got some riots going on downtown. We've got the smoke in the air was unbreathable for a few days. And it's real easy to get hung up in your own little world. And I made a joke. I go, oh, all we need now is locusts. And someone told me there's a locust attack in Africa right now.
Yeah, there is.
You know.
That's been going on since April, whatever that movement was in April brought it out.
So we know that this is going on a planetary level, not just our little corner, or our little job or that it's.
Yeah, that's true. It's worldwide.
And so we need to have compassion for the world, not just for our personal plight.
But, you know, I'm glad that you're talking about the fires and the destruction in Portland, because there's so many people that are being told that it's all fake news. And we really need to let them know that it's not fake news and it has to stop.
Well, and part of the problem, as I see it, is selective news. For example, here in Portland, at the early hours at night, like if you went out downtown at 8 p.m., mm-hmm. they're doing peaceful Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. If you come at 10 p.m., that's when the nasties come out.
You know, it's funny. They had this happen in Reno, Nevada. I was talking to a friend on the phone this week, and I love what happened. So about 50 cowboys got together. They put their cowboy hats on and put their holsters on, and they went in and they faced these people down that had come over from California to destroy Reno, Nevada. And the people came up to them and said, "We're going to take your house. We're going to come into the suburbs. We're going to destroy this city. We're going to burn it down." And all 50 men just stood there very quietly, push back their jackets so that they could see the guns, and they put their hand on the holster. It was in the holster, but they put the hand on the gun. And the leader said, "I wouldn't advise you to do that. I don't think you'd like the outcome." Yeah. That's all he said. And they were packed and gone in the morning.
And I think it's important for us as human beings not to point fingers, because when I look at the people on the far left and the far right, mm-hmm. both of their behaviors are inappropriate.
Yes.
You know, so it doesn't, you know, it just doesn't really matter.
One person is not responsible for what's happening on this planet. One person is not responsible. It's the consciousness of the people. And we have to change that consciousness.
In esoteric astrology, Capricorn is a sign of initiation into a new order.
Right.
Whereas in regular astrology, it's building foundations, like the foundation of your house and government and taxes. But when we're working on a spiritual level, it says, oh, we're being initiated into a new level of understanding, a new order.
Well, let me tell you, I think I got an initiation with those laws, because it's the first time in my life that I decided to face them down and breathe. And it was incredible, just incredible what happened.
Well,
so it does work. It works.
Well, and it's interesting the things we go through when something like that happens. I had two colonies of bees decide to live in the walls of my house.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm anti-poison and all that stuff. Uh-huh. And I was faced with, oh, my God, I've got to poison these bees.
Yes.
Knowing that there's a problem with bees in the world dying off, and here I am having to poison these bees because they just can't be living in the walls of my house.
Yes, that's what I felt too.
And it's not there's not easy choices.
But you have to take care of your own physical being.
Yeah, yeah. And
I mean, if you were out, bathing and mosquitoes came, you'd use your mosquito prevention.
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing.
But the point is we're being faced with some choices that really are in the face of our value system as part of this initiation into a new order. And, right. You know, obviously I decided that poisoning the bees was better than having them develop colonies in my walls.
Oh, my goodness. It would be too very, very dangerous.
Same with you with wasps, which I find very scary.
Oh, they are very scary. These were the white-tailed wasps. They're very, very bad. But I think it was just a miracle. I think that what I was working through was all of my pesky little issues that I've had, especially with family matters, you know.
Sure.
I was working through it. And I was really proud of myself because I came out on the other side unharmed, and I learned how not to have fear. So I think things are going to go okay in the next few months. Anyway, we are at the end of our program. I loved having you on. You will come back in December, right? We'll make a date to January?
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Big 20-year Jupiter-Saturn conjunction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you for being on. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And next week, we're going to have Frank St. James. And Frank is going to be on Tuesdays. I'm sorry. Frank is going to be on Sundays. On the second week and the fourth week of every month. And this is the fourth week. He's going to be talking to people on the other side if you want to call in and ask about your loved ones. We'll try to be of service to you. So we are going to get ready for the meditation. We have the song Standing in the Possibility of a New Age for You and Me by Elaine Silver. And then we have the meditation, and we will exit with Richard Schulman and Alignment. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.
We're standing in the This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm inviting you to join us worldwide to help strengthen and build our immune systems against any and all out-of-bounds materials that may come our way. Visualize a sacred flame inside you. It sits between the middle of your hips and your navel. You can feel the energy coming in from this flame. It's very present and very alive. The color of this flame is amber, representing the new double helix energy that flows in from the center of the universe. Feel this powerful fifth dimension energy rising up from the second chakra to fill the solar plexus chakra at your navel. Know that this healing energy is arising from the flame and merging with your own kundalini as well as your inner fire. Let the top of the flame begin to rise until it reaches your navel. The top of the flame comes to a fine point. If you follow the flame down, it gets wider, encompassing the second chakra. While its tip reaches your navel, your flame is spreading below, filling your abdomen. This is the receiving chakra, and you are choosing to receive this energy flowing in from the fifth dimension to help you stay centered, clear, well-balanced, and healthy. It encourages the body not to allow any foreign matter to penetrate it. Allow this flame to rise until the tip reaches the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. The new heart chakra is a brilliant yellow, so we're allowing the amber flame to pierce through the solar plexus, which is now your green chakra, and up to the heart center, which is the brilliant yellow. And it will expand up to your 10th chakra, which is your new heart center. Now that the tip of the flame has reached the heart, see how your center solar plexus chakra is being filled with this light as well. As you feel the nourishing and expanding warmth of your inner flame, you also sense that things are being consumed by the fire, such as fear, impatience, judgment. All the negative forces that are within you are now being consumed by the fire, and the love of the universal love, is spreading throughout that area. Sense that things being consumed are your limiting thoughts, your limiting beliefs, feelings, and the patterns that you don't need around you. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath into your abdomen and allow this burning to take place. Let the flames fill the hollow of your stomach with positive and powerful energy. As the widening flame engulfs the center of your heart, feel that flood of tingling energy as your heart wounds are mended. Now let the flame continue its rising. It's going to begin to go out the center of your back and form a circle. It reaches up over the top of the head and pierces the 10th chakra about 20 feet above you. And then it falls down again and back to the 4th chakra, the heart center. Then back out through the back and up into the 10th chakra. This is the amber flame of light, the new 5th dimension love center. It's called the circle of light. Breathe into it. Let the flame continue its rising. The tip is traveling up from your heart, going into your throat, going into your shoulders, going into your lungs with its healing heat. Feel how your body is now emerged with the pure life center energy, with aliveness, with passion, with creative energy. Breathe that in. Feel the warmth, feel the joy, and feel the love. Know that you are centered, whole, and complete. Now you can begin your new mantra. May I always be present to show the path of light and love to the pathless and the suffering, wanderers of life. If they should not understand or be open to this inner realization, may I abide in patience from the depth of loving kindness. May I continue to carry your love throughout the day, and may it touch the heart of anyone that I see, interchange with, talk to, or think about. I lovingly send this light to all of my loved ones, my family members, and the people that matter, as well as to the others that I do not know. May I be aligned with my soul purpose and aligned with everyone I meet in this light of love, kindness, joy, and wellness. May I create a plan of action helping to accomplish the healing and removal of any negative energy that has come forth on the planet to destroy the body. My body is my temple. It is filled with your light every day. Thank you, Spirit, for being with me, for supporting me, and for supporting this purpose. May this energy, the fifth dimension energy of amber light, clear any blocks that are stopping me from knowing, achieving, and living for my divine purpose. May I discover the secret of how to keep this energy and alignment within me, moving ahead as I walk my path throughout the year. Thank you for your kindness to me and for the world. Thank you for your presence in our lives, even when we are scared and concerned. Thank you for your patience, your understanding of our struggles, and for your joy of being in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your vast and deep understanding. Thank you, God, for all of this and more that you pour forth to us without end. In the name of the heart, the head, and the hand, I send blessings to all unseen people and all people that are dear to me and all people that have ever touched my life. I know that I am strong. I know that I am centered. I know that I am love. I know that I receive love. I know that I give love. And I know that I am. And so it is.